We will move to our next agenda item, and it's a report from the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina's Successful Transitions Program. And here to present that is Jennifer Baser.
Are you still awake?
No.
Are you still awake?
No.
Oh, man. Okay. So Frank's already cut us 5 minutes short, and we have some awesome, incredible students that I told that get no more than 5 minutes. Remember that, Derek? No more than 5 minutes, right? So briefly, because I know you don't want to hear me for 15 minutes, I just want to get a very brief update since January. On September 1st of 2019, we will begin successful transitions under the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina. Will begin its fourth year.
All right.
Fourth year! Way back then, several of us went down to the Cockle House and wrote this grant. And that grant was for $180,000. Less than 6 months later, in 2017, that grant was doubled to $360,000. Last year in 2018, thanks to an amazing affiliate, and I have to tell you guys that we are the only affiliate in the United States performing all five components of this grant. Oh, and last year, the successful transitions, we have amazing consultants in this room. Miss Deborah Coulter and Loretta and Jamie and Jim and Malaya and Jay and Casey, we built just shy of $600,000. That, my friends, are under the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina. About a few months ago, we had to go back out to bid. A very scary time because we did not get that email that we were supposedly got. And when we did get it, we had 3 days to write a grant. And that was over Easter weekend. That's a pretty important time in my life. And because I didn't go to Easter services, we were writing a grant. And this Tuesday, we will find out the results of that grant. And our goal is to bill over $1 million, but we won't know that. God will know that. And that is why this program is so successful, because we have our eye on Him. And we have a team of all of you in this room who are supporting us and you know, making this successful. Thank you so much to that. Please keep us in your prayers, all of us, because wouldn't it be awesome to nominate this program for the Blotton Awards next year? As you heard from Mr. Cockle, President Cockle, we took 7 students to Washington Seminar, an amazing experience for them. And then we went to Nationals and had we're 8 students with us. So we're growing and we're on the move. Ain't no stopping us now, right? So I know you want to hear from our students. And this year we have about 5 or 6 newcomers here. Not only newcomers to Successful Transitions, but to the National Federation of the Blind and our affiliate in the Palmetto State. And I am going to start with someone you've heard from first, and one of our 2019 scholarship winners who's going to give you an insight on his internship. So through Successful Transitions, we provide internship opportunities for blind youth. But guess what? They have to get in that door. So businesses open their doors to give our blind students a chance. And so one of that component is internships. And I'd like to have Derek Simon to talk about his experience.
Good morning, not good morning, good afternoon, fellow Federationists. Sorry about that, President Koppel. I had to make sure everyone was awake for that. Okay, so since I've been put a muzzle on, my internship was with a law firm out of Spartanburg, South Carolina, Burt Center and Rhodes Law Firm, where I was pretty much working for 3 separate attorneys from very early February, and what was intended to be the beginning of April, where I worked for 100 hours, and I did everything that you can imagine for an attorney to do. So I would, you know, assist when it came to running things back and forth to the courthouse. I went to court. I was everywhere. They gave me an amazing opportunity to really get that larger insight into my career choices and inspired me to keep on pushing. And on top of that, I got an amazing letter of recommendation for when I end up applying to law school. So I really am thankful for Successful Transitions, who set it up. And as I said before, it was intended to be over at the beginning of April. However, me and all my amazing, like not paying attention to numbers, I actually went a few hours over and did not realize it, and I never even minded it, so it didn't matter. Thank you all so very much.
All right, we're gonna hear from Trista Hogg. She is one of our newest students, and she is going to talk about another component, which is college tours. So when you go to college, normally the college is going to take you on the sing and dance, rah, 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 Clemson, rah, 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 Carolina. They want you to come there. They're trying to sell their school. However, our team, your team, takes them, and not only do they do the rah, 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 they get to tour a dorm. They get to go to financial aid and assist with filling out paperwork. They get to meet with disability services and some professors. So a tour for this team takes about 3 to 4 hours. So we would like to welcome Trista Hubs to talk about one of her college tours. Thank you.
We must change the changeable, accept the unchangeable, and remove ourselves from the unacceptable. My name is Trista Hubs, and I am a current student and member of the South Carolina Commission for the Blind. This experience and program has been absolutely amazing, and I have not only gained independence, but also knowledge. Knowledge that is not only book smart, but street smart. Aspects such as self-advocacy, job readiness, college tours, and even my current internship and job now. Prior to the South Carolina Commission for the Blind, I had become hopeless, weak, and I sadly did not see much of a future for myself. My biggest worries were about how I was going to get through high school, let alone getting a job. The South Carolina Commission for the Blind has truly been a blessing. This type of assistance and guidance is surely not owed to me, nor is it timeless, but aspects such as college tours have gotten me to a point where I realize that I want to be successful and I want to take on the world one step at a time. And I now feel strong, brave, and independent, and I will take on the world. The strongest people are not those who show their strength right before us, but those who fight and win battles that most don't even know about. Thank you.
But certainly not all that your team does is the students had some free time before this convention, and you know us, we don't let them have lots of free time. We got to fill it with something. So there was a unique opportunity that our students got to tour the State House yesterday. But not a typical tour. How many of you remember Susan Alday? Yes. So Susan Alday was our tour guide. And I'm going to let Bryce Wood, who is another one of our new students, explain his experience and what he gained from that.
Good afternoon, Federation family. My name is Bryce Wood, and I'm new to the NFB, and I'm also new to public speaking, so yeah, bear with me. So I had the chance to go to, yesterday was the first day that I had ever stepped foot in any form of Capitol building, like State House, which is where we were. And give me a second. I really enjoyed going there. Going to the State House from the NFB was such an informative experience. Thanks to our amazing tour guide, Susan Alday. Were you able to hear me? I don't know. Miss Alday gave our group a very in-depth, in-depth history lesson on the State House and a little bit on, how the state houses, there were like multiple state houses. There weren't just one. There were three. And she gave us some information on the roles that the State House took in the Civil War. Yeah, the Civil War. And so during this whole thing, after she gave us a tour, we went to the governor's office, and while we were in there, we had the chance to ask some questions. Some of the questions that were asked were about transportation, more options for transportation across the state of South Carolina, and if they're working on anything that had to do with Section 14C of the Labor Standards Act, which is it allows businesses to pay people with disabilities sub minimum wage. And asked the questions, they gave us some information, they gave us some cards and some website links. So so that we could All right, so yeah, they had given us the information, and after that, the tour was over, and I'm thankful for the tour, because I did learn, I learned a lot. I learned, let me read. How to understand. Oh, wait. Learn about and understand the career paths that we can take. And also, the tour gave us more ideas as to how we could like take part in our community and with the government, because you don't have to be a government official or like somebody big to be able to make changes. So, yeah, that's really all I have to say. Thanks for listening.
Were not able to see, Bryce had his iPad, and he had taken the time to write down his notes, just like everyone else, but he had his iPad reading those notes. So, and he came to me, and he said, I want to get up and improve my speaking ability. So, thank you to him for taking that initiative. And we are going to support him and all of them in many ways. Really quick, and I'm out. Student Division wants to let you know after the banquet, you need to stay up and support them. They are having a fundraiser with Trivia Night. Five on a team, $5 a person. Please come out and support them. Raise money for them. Have a good one. Thank you.